he was this is my partner bounty hunting. For 15 years, the two of us put our lives in each other's hands.
That's awesome.
Every day.
And that's awesome. So he was like, you know, and then also he has a show on the network, you know, beautiful. The Richard Leonard show.
Welcome, man.
So there he is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
It says Stu Peters there, but it's not Stu Peters. Everybody knows that's not Stu Peters, but that is Richard Leonard. I am Stu Peters.
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, I thought it was a nice treat because he's got a show on the network and, he does a tremendous job. He's got not uncancelable. Here we are. He has the Richard Leonard Show.
Very good. And
tell people, by the way, what the Richard Leonard Show is all about.
Well, the Richard Leonard Show is mainly about, my goal is to bridge that gap between civilian and military culture and veteran culture and build some understanding. Too many people just don't understand what the lives of veterans look like. And so that's what we do. And we also find truth where it is not told. Like Mr. Tim Walz, we love to hammer that son of a bitch. Can I say that?
Yeah, yes, you can say anything you want, yes, man. We're uncancelable. Okay.
This is uncancelable.
All good. Yeah, so hammering him, specifically, you were the first one that put out the story about the stolen valor. A lot of people like to take credit for that, but it was you.
Well, I wasn't the first one. I think Liz Collin was the first one. But I served in that unit, and Sergeant Major Behrens and I knew of each other. We didn't know each other, and he was gracious enough to come tell a story on my show. So it was awesome. We put it out, did well.
Tonight, Bao, we have Dr. Anastasia Maria Lupus.
Yes.
Who has an Elon Musk. Tonight on Uncancelable, there's a lot of things that are going on with this, and I think that it's really important that people understand exactly what it is that's going on.
Yes.
There is a censorship regime that is working in our country. There is a cancellation, debanking, defunding regime that is working in our country. There is an occupation of our country. And we've been courageously calling this out. Obviously, it was an appearance on the Alex Jones Show from... Oh, I don't know. Probably 10 months ago now, you know, just before October 7th, actually. And he said, what the hell do you think is going on in this country? And I said, you know, we have a Zionist occupation. We have an absolute Zionist occupation that's happening in this country. And no matter where you look at every level of our bureaucracies throughout the Department of Education, everywhere you look, you see this Zionist infiltration. And the people of our government are not representing or doing the bidding of the American people, but rather they are at the behest of a foreign secular nation state called Israel, doing the bidding of that state rather than our country. And so when you speak out about this stuff, it becomes dangerous, actually. It becomes like nuclear, because you can, you know, be like Candace Owens. You could be in big trouble and find yourself with an FBI complaint from somebody like this pervert Rabbi Shmuley. Fake Rabbi
Shmuley. That's not a real name.
It's a real name. And this,
come on.
Yeah, and this pervert sells sex toys, who, by the way, is hideous and just notoriously ugly.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like yikes. That. And so Candace Owens actually said, if something happens to me, blame the Zionists. And I think that really does a great job of identifying exactly who these people are, because these people are dangerous. They will debank you. They will come after you. They will slander you. They will defame you. They will call you all kinds of different names simply for noticing that there is a certain occupation happening, that there is a certain overtaking occupation happening. And when somebody occupies your space, it's because they intend to conquer it. As a military veteran, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, yes, I do. But hold on, let's go back a second. Has anybody ever proven anything that Candace Owens said to be a lie?
No. Instead, what they just do is they just use ad hominem attacks. And she's an anti-Semite, and she's, despite the fact that she's black, she's a racist, and now she's a conspiracy theorist, and she's crazy, and they got to her, and all this other stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but nobody can ever disprove what it is that Candace Owens is saying. And I just want to say, I mean, I full-heartedly agree with Candace Taylor, and I appreciate what, or Candace Owens rather, and I appreciate what Candace Owens did with Andrew and Tristan Tate and with Dan Bilzerian, because these are people that have big audiences that are risking everything. I mean, Some of these people are worth close to $1 billion, hundreds of millions of dollars. They know that they're risking everything. They're risking, you know, their businesses. They're risking insurance policies. They're risking it all to come out and say this stuff. And so I just appreciate anybody who says, I'm not going to make any sacrifices. I'm not going to, do something for these shekels and these 30 pieces of silver. I'm never going to waver. I'm always going to stick with the truth. And I just appreciate that about her.
Right. And so when she says things like, if something happens to me, look there first, why would we not trust that?
Well, and what does it say about a group of people when you have to be worried about your financial life or your banking life or your social life or your online presence or be about your physical life? What does it say about a group of people where you're so concerned about them? I mean, I think that kind of legitimizes her position and certainly ours. So
there you go.
Beth K says the truth has gone viral. King Bao's always got the comments. He's ready to go.
Yes. Yeah. So no, hey, we have last week was pretty special. I mean, we got to talk to, I think we're the first show ever to probably openly have one of our fans come up that was trans. And
did you see that, by the way? She's a legit trans. Yes, Dennis.
Yes, Denise.
How can we forget about Dennis?
Yeah, Denise, whatever, came up.
Why are you misgendering this guy?
Came up, and we had an uncancelable conversation. And there's a lot of people who have been vying, Stu, for you to talk with someone that you keep misjewing. I mean, it sounds like that, you know what I mean? I might have misgendered, but this man doesn't want you to call him a Jew. And we got people like Alex Roundtree in here saying that Adam Green is Jewish. So I think he's mistaken, you know, Adam Green for Mr. Adam King. But for the first time on Uncancelable History, we have Mr. Green with us, and I guess this is the first sit down with Stu ever on the show with someone who actually wants to have a conversation with us that might not agree with some of the things that, you know, you or myself say, and I think it's going to be fun. So we have with us now Adam Green on Uncancelable. This is that deserves some applause. Mr. Adam Green. All right.
Thank you, King Bao.
Yes, Mr. Adam Green, you have been trying to get a hold of Stu for a while, man. What's been your biggest gripe, I guess, with Stu?
Well, I haven't really been trying to get a hold of him, but he wants to complain about the Jews slandering and defaming him when he's been tweeting slander and defamation against me, calling me Jewish. I think that's kind of funny considering you're funded by a Jewish gold merchant and shilling Hasidic ultra-Orthodox Zev Zelenko pills. So what's up with that, Stu? Why you been lying? Or are you just really mistaking me for Adam King over and over again?
I think he's mistaking you for Adam King.
First of all, can I ask you a question? Are you hearing an echo from him?
Yes.
It's like horrible, right? Are you getting that on your end? Is anybody, because it's really difficult to actually make him out. I have no idea what he's talking about other than he said that I'm funded by a Jewish gold company. And we think that Gold Co. is very brave. We think that they're a very courageous advertiser. We think that they have helped a lot of people.
goyim, to bow down like sheep to their God. And that's what you advocate for.
Hey, this echo is coming back, but
yeah.
Actually, that's not what I advocate for at all. I advocate for the message of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and the Word of God. And by the way, Jesus is not the Jew that the Scofield Bible says that he was. And number
no, just
three,
the regular Bible says he's a Jew. The regular Bible
What's
says
that?
He's a Jew. Matthew 2:2.
No, it,
where is he no, who okay. is born the King of the Jews? Salvation
is, this echo
is of
coming
the Jews.
Back again. I cannot fucking hear this guy. This
so,
is the, I can't
so,
hear what he's saying. I can't talk to somebody or have a discussion when I can't hear what they're saying.
Indeed. So what ended up happening was the mics got cut out. And now the mics are back on, but you have the echo. Yes. Do you have your in-ear monitors in? Yes, you do.
Of course I do. I can't be here without them.
Absolutely. So we will, I will work on the echo on my end to see what I can do, but everybody can now hear you. They were saying no sound and now the sound
is
on. Oh,
wow. They didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. We can't hear you when the echo is shut off. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we either have to deal with the echo or nobody can hear us?
I am working on the echo right now. Don't even worry about me.
Oh, wow. For 5 minutes. How come the chat is just telling us now that there was no audio? That's funny.
Because your boy is doing a lot over here to try to make sure that the audio is good.
Stu, just do the right thing and admit that you apologize and admit you're wrong and slandering me, calling me Jewish.
What did he say? Admit that I was wrong about what?
Admit that you were wrong and
about calling,
calling
me Jewish.
He wants an apology from you.
Oh. Are you Jew? I mean, are you a Jew? Or are you lying about being a Jew?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
You.
I mean, Green is a very Jew name. I don't know.
I'm just asking, but you said it anyway.
If I'm asking you to platform what your position is. I said, if you don't fight in the name of Jesus Christ, if you don't fight for God,
if you don't worship
then what
the
is
King
your
of the Jews,
what
you're
do you
a Jew.
Actually
that's your
aim
argument?
To do? And that will tell me
believe,
whether or not
in
you
Jewish
are
prophecies,
a Jew.
You're a Jew. That's your argument. You don't shill
Buddy.
For the Hebrew Torah and worship the God of Israel, the God of Zion. You're a Jew. That's
I
your
fucking
stance?
Can't hear this guy. This is the most frustrating thing ever. I've never been involved with something more frustrating. I can't fucking hear the guy. He's over-talking me. He's just yelling nonsense and demanding apologies. This is not like a conversation. This is fucking stupid.
You're drowning, man. You're drowning.
So let's Adam, if you have one thing.
Can you hear this guy?
Yeah,
can you hear anything that he's saying? Can you make out anything that he's saying?
He's got an echo. Everyone, but we're.
You guys have an echo on my end,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You guys have echoes, but I'm pretty sure that everything is coming through in the chat. Everybody can hear you. Everybody can, everybody's getting it. Is there any echo out there? Let me know. It doesn't appear that there's an echo out there, so you guys are good.
Stu. Stu.
Yeah.
Do you know how long I've been online exposing Jews and Zionists?
Stu. This is what I hear. Stu.
Yes.
It's fucking frustrating. I can't hear shit that you're saying. It's like overwhelming my ears and it's fucking overstimulating. I can't hear shit. There's no way that I can think and have a conversation with anybody, whether I agree with them or don't, whether they're Jewish or Christian. I can't have a real conversation if I can't fucking hear you.
Yes.
So you can tell me excuses and demand apologies all you want to. I can't fucking hear you, bro.
Did this help? Did this help the echo, Stu?
You haven't had an echo, so you don't have one.
Adam, talk.
Do you hear an echo now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
hearing them echo too, and
I'm
right.
getting
there's
texts
like
from
echoes.
I'm getting texts from 100 people saying there's no sound, everything is fucked up, nobody has heard anything you've said. I've got a bunch of texts here, like probably 30 of them.
Yeah, well, guess what? The sound works now, boys. So everybody can shut the fuck up because the sound works. Okay, everybody in the chat, guess what? Your boy's a one-man show here. We're trying to do a lot of things to make this successful. So everybody can chill out because your boy's trying to do what the best he can do. Okay, so sound should be good. I don't know why there's an echo, guys. I don't know why. There wasn't one last week.
Yeah, I'm just going through. Okay, I'm just going through a bunch of the. There's like 30 texts here.
Yeah,
saying,
well, I'm trying to do the best that I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we have to work with.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I'm just asking you, what's your mission? If it's not for God and not for Jesus, what is your goal here?
My mission is to.
I don't even know who you are, honestly. I know that you were like trolling me in a bunch of comments on X or whatever. So your name was kind of familiar or whatever. And then Adam King, Adam Green, they're both very Jewish names. And I know that both of you like
keep repeating
hate me,
that.
So
just anybody
when
can
I was
Google
sitting down
Green
with some
clown,
are you going to let me fucking finish
English,
or not?
English, Irish, Scottish,
are you let me finish
surname,
or not?
Which I'm English.
I'm not
going
to give you my time if you're not going to let me fucking finish.
I'm 6'4" with blonde hair and blue eyes. I was called albino.
I'm not
going to
give you my time if you're not going to let me fucking finish. Okay, it's a waste of time. I'm not going to sit here and yell interrupt over some echoing Jew when I can't even fucking hear you.
Dude, you're such a
and
fraud.
And you won't let me get a word out
you
edgewise.
You and your Dugan shilling and your gold merchant shilling and your Zev Zelenko pills.
Oh, my God.
And your Jesus shilling and your Kazarian bullshit.
I heard him say something about
the water
Zelenko. Zelenko was a hero. Zelenko didn't wish for the destruction of anybody.
Yeah, Zelenko, you love your Chabadnik that advocates for Noahide laws and for the Moshiach to conquer the Goyim. That's your boy. That's who offered you his private jet, and you want to call me
can
a
you
Jew?
Understand?
Can we
just started talking about you just started talking about
issues?
Jews in the last year. I've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Issues.
I was censored before you even said the word Jew on the internet, and you want to run your mouth while you're funded by a bunch of Jews, making anti-Semites look insane and stupid, and spreading all this.
I can't hear
disinfo
what he's saying, other than like he's like yelling and
you hear it all. Don't
me
lie.
I honestly can't even hear what the fuck he's saying.
You hear it. Everybody
right
hears it.
What, Adam, if you have...
But it is bad. We can't do
it. I wish I had a recording of what I'm hearing in my ears right now.
Well, you can hear the echo on the rumble. I just looked. So.
Oh, okay.
You're controlled opposition, Stu, because you're Christian. You're not real opposition to Judaism. When you worship the Jewish God, when you believe the Jews were once chosen, when you believe the prophecies of the nation of priests, you advocate the same end goal as rabbis. You want the Moshiach, the son of David, the king of the Jews,
I heard
to rule all the world from Jerusalem,
and Jew
just
and
like
priest,
the rabbis.
And yeah, they're all the same, actually.
Yeah, who are the greatest supporters of Israel?
I don't even know who these priests
are
that you're speaking of.
Christians.
To be honest. This is not working. I can't talk to you. When we can have like a real conversation without this echo and I can actually talk to you, I'd be more than happy to do that. Until then, this is a fucking waste of time. I'd rather move on and talk to somebody else. I can't hear you. Or we'll just continue our show.
I
literally
maybe I can leave and come back or something. I don't know if that'll help.
I heard somebody say controlled opposition. That was obviously you. People like to say that shit when they don't have a platform of their own, of course. Controlled opposition. Oh, he makes money doing what he does.
What do you mean?
He has advertisers on his program. He has people that believe in him that want to pay money to expose their products to other people. And so he's controlled opposition. Yeah, what are you, a fucking anti-capitalist as well as your anti-God shit? I mean, I asked you specifically over and over again, and you interrupt every single time I'm getting to my question, and that's because you're deflecting. You don't want to tell me what your fucking mission is because you don't support anything. You don't honor anything.
I
you don't serve
you
any
I told
God.
You it was the truth.
You don't have a fucking mission. You're a chaos
yeah,
person,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is exactly
oppose,
what
to
you
oppose
Jews
the
do.
Zionist, Yahwehist, Moshiach agenda. The agenda that... Judeo agenda, the Judeo paradigm to have a one world religion and have all of the nations bowing down like sheep worshiping the God of Israel. That's what I'm exposing. That fake prophecy deception, the Jesus deception, the Judeo plan, which you're perpetuating. You perpetuate the Jewish agenda by wanting all the Goyim to bow down to the King of the Jews and the God of Israel. That was the whole plan all along.
I bow down to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
And I said,
you're a Satanist is what you're saying.
I missed that.
He said you're a Satanist is what he's saying.
No, actually, Satan is God's controlled opposition. That's what scares you into worshiping the God of the Jews.
Everybody's controlled opposition. If you're making a dollar, or if you have anybody that believes, if you have any kind of success at all whatsoever, if somebody believes in you, if they advertise, you're controlled opposition because you believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're controlled opposition. Nobody
do
believes
you worship,
your bullshit
hold on,
anymore.
Stu, let me just
call
ask
me
you
an
a question.
Anti-Semite. Call me a racist. Call me a bigot. Call me controlled opposition. Nobody believes you Jews anymore, bro. You understand that? Nobody believes you.
Listen. Christianity is a controlled opposition. It doesn't fight against Judaism. It fights within Judaism. The God that you worship is the Jewish God.
Christianity is not controlled opposition.
In the New Testament.
Christianity is not controlled opposition, and that's blasphemous, and I'm not going to allow it on my platform. This is my fucking network. You're not going to talk like that. Christianity is not controlled opposition.
Not allowed to question the Jewish Bible on Stu's platform.
Christianity has been infiltrated by Jews.
Can't question the Moshiach.
Christianity has been infiltrated by Jews, and lukewarm Protestant evangelical Christians have absolutely been brainwashed and programmed into the Scofield Bible teachings of people like Pastor Greg Locke, who believe in going and blowing up innocent women and children in Palestine at the behest of Israel. And the only point that I've ever made, Adam Green, is that we are an occupied fucking country, and we're occupied by people who claim to be Jews from Israel. That's the point that I've made. And if that's controlled opposition to you, then you just don't, you have an ulterior agenda, an alternative agenda. You don't serve God,
real?
You don't serve Jesus.
Are you real opposition
to the
Jews when you
Satanist,
believe that
and you're
the
on
Jews
my
were
platform
chosen by
telling
God.
Me that Christianity is controlled opposition?
Adam. Yeah,
answer this, sound like a fucking idiot.
Stop talking for 1 second and answer a question. Do you believe the Jews were ever chosen
by God? Why do
God?
I owe you an answer to anything when you've interrupted me every time I've tried to ask you a very pointed and simple question? Why do I owe you shit? This is the Stu Peters
like
Network. I can't even believe that we're platforming your dumb ass right now.
Do you worship the God of Israel, who is the God of Zion? Do you worship the Zionist God? And you believe the Jews were once chosen by God? You believe in the prophecies of the nation of priests?
Two more minutes, boys.
What is the whole goal of Judaism, Stu?
Two more minutes, boys.
What's the ultimate goal of Judaism?
You know, the ultimate goal of Judaism is obviously to infiltrate and overtake every single country, every single person, to eradicate those who are not Jews, to have people who are Jews worship the people who are Jews. These people believe that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not the real Messiah, that he's currently boiling in a pot of excrement and semen, that he's in hell, that he's in constant and forever eternal pain and agony. That's what these people believe. It's in the Torah. It's in the Talmud. That's what they believe. They have a stated goal to overtake the West. They have a stated goal to control and conquer. And they have a stated goal to usher in the Antichrist by building the third temple and killing a couple of red heifers and whatnot bullshit. And then the real Messiah, according to them, will come. And then everyone else will be their slave. And that includes you.
Right. And the Christians believe everybody's going to be the slave to Jesus, otherwise they're going to be destroyed as well. So what's the difference between you and rabbis when you both want
a
the prophecies of
Jesus,
the Messiah to rule the world?
A slave to Jesus? No, I'm not a slave to Jesus. Jesus actually became a slave to us. Jesus actually
it says clearly slave
put
himself in the Bible.
On a cross. Jesus actually put himself on a cross and defeated death itself.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Right.
Do you know that?
No, Jesus is actually a myth. He never existed.
Jesus
and
put himself
fabricated
on
the
a cross and defeated
and
death
sold
itself
it to the
because
Gentiles.
He's the Son
Stu,
of God. He's 100% man and 100% God.
Never read a book about Jesus
so that
being
you,
a myth.
Hold up. Adam, wait.
No idea.
And
you
we
were a Christian Zionist just
with
like
an open
2 years
guys,
ago.
You got to stop. Adam,
you
got to.
I'll give you
a chance to rebuttal. But we got to stop talking over each other. Everybody is enjoying this conversation. Yes, this will be recorded, Beth Kay.
Not me.
Everybody is enjoying this conversation except Stu. We have everything working out. We're grateful
it's
that everybody's here.
It's not a conversation.
Here.
It's a bunch of yelling over me with a massive echo. It's not an enjoyable conversation for me. And he just yells over me. He asks me a question
too.
And I start to fucking answer it. And here he goes again. Here he goes again, just screaming over me.
All right, so
go
last
ahead.
Thing.
Let's turn the last 30 the seconds last, of this
yeah.
into the Adam Green
why
show.
He keeps you're chimping out, Stu. You're the one yelling the whole time. I haven't yelled once.
Last 30
and everybody in your own chat knows it.
Last minute.
So just,
Adam, what is one thing that you want to leave Stu with? If you could leave him with one thing that you feel your point is, what would that be, brother?
Other than a tiny hat.
I would ask Stu, do you believe the Jews were ever chosen by God? The answer is a yes. If you're a Christian, the answer is yes. That's why it's controlled opposition, because you want the same end goal. You're not real opposition if you believe the Jews were chosen by God ever. If you worship the Jewish, before Christianity, the whole purpose of Judaism and the Jews, they wanted their Messiah to conquer Rome, to conquer the Greco-Roman world, to conquer all the nations. And now
oh my
you
God.
Advance that same agenda of spreading the Torah and the God of Zion and their Jewish Messiah to conquer all the nations. That's why Christianity is controlled opposition.
Honestly, can you make any sense channel. Out of what
Maybe
he's
you
saying.
Should try it's watching some overload. Videos so you're not it completely it's ignorant like, on the
it's
topic.
It's legit sensory overload.
And it's unfortunate because I feel like he probably does a good job of getting his point across, but you just can't.
So maybe we'll maybe it. Hey Adam, yeah. Maybe we'll try this another time. I don't know what. We'll get on maybe a little bit earlier and figure out the echo. A lot of people are enjoying this conversation. I appreciate both of you being able to willingly have it. You guys deserve some of that. I know we had some technical issues, and we are dealing with all of them that we can. On the fly, this is a fucking live show. Adam Green, we appreciate you being here and starting off the show. Live replay will be available for everybody on Rumble and Twitter.
All right, thanks for trying, King Bao. Stu, I hope we can pick this up again another time. And just, it's the right thing. Stop lying. Apologize. Just admit you were wrong. I'm not Jewish. And try to actually bring an actual argument instead of lying about me.
I can't hear a damn thing.
Got you. Well, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thanks, bro.
That was easy.
I can hear you. Bao, I can hear you perfectly.
All right. That was.
It had to have been his stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot going
on. I can hear you perfectly. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It had to be him, right?
I mean, yeah. there was some mic issues in the beginning, too, that we were trying to figure out. You know, he had to come back and come back in. So I don't know. I don't know why that happened, guys. But we got through it. We got through it. Hofta. Stu, how do you feel? How do you feel, brother?
Overstimulated.
That was a lot.
If I could like literally have recorded what was going on inside of my ears, and I wear these monitors, right? And so it's just like blasting into my earlobes.
Yeah.
This unbelievable, annoying voice that's just like constantly just like it's all mixed up. It was terrible.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It was probably somebody because said they heard it and it was nasty. Yeah, you heard it probably from a phone speaker or from a computer speaker. I've got it in the, like right in the middle of my fucking ears.
I
feel like I'm gonna need like
yeah
some kind of an earlobe enema.
Triple with delay. Yeah, guys, I have no idea. It's good on my end. Sorry that was happening, but we have a lot more show to get to. Stu.
It still is, actually. Now I'm echoing in my own ear.
No way.
Are you hearing me echo again?
Yeah, no. Like it's super delayed.
Yeah.
Guys, this is insane because everything on my end is showing it to be good. So what the hell? Do you want to intro Anna? Should we just go right into Anna, see if we can make it work?
Yeah, I mean, I will just say that our next guest is, yeah, I'm now, it's hard, I'm having a hard time even talking because I'm hearing myself back. I'm just going to take these out.
Okay.
Our next guest is actually probably one of the biggest heroes in this entire movement, to be honest. She has, really risked a lot. She was at first, COVID-19 was a big start for her. She saw all of the lies, and then she started to recognize where all of the lies are coming from. And now she's had to remove something extremely truthful. If you notice occupation, if you question occupation, God forbid you criticize occupation. If you notice genocide, if you question genocide, God forbid if you criticize genocide, you're anti-Semitic, which is a completely fake word that means absolutely nothing to me anymore. I don't care. The New York Times, the Rolling Stone, the USA Today, the Daily Beast, Right Wing Watch, they have all said that I'm the anti-Semitic kingpin of the United States. I don't care. What I care about is the truth, and what I care about is saving lives. And I will say that Dr. Anastasia Maria Lupus, who, by the way, is up in the middle of the night to try to bring more truth here on this platform because of the fact that she has been canceled, not canceled necessarily, but her voice has been canceled because she was forced to release or remove. It was a removal of a tweet. And I found it to be very truthful. Richard, have you seen what she was talking about on the on her X account?
I have not seen it. So I regrettably don't have any context to go off of, but I am very interested in hearing about all about it.
Jeez. We have her here.
Yeah, it's bad. It's hard to even talk at this point.
We have her here.
Dr. Hi. Lucas.
Good evening.
I hope that you do more talking, and I hear a tremendous echo with you as well. So I'm going to just take one earpiece out, and hopefully I'll be able to hear some of the things that you're saying. But essentially, Elon Musk has forced you to remove a tweet and has essentially taken your voice away without necessarily deplatforming you. But as we see what's happening in Brazil with X getting shut down completely, we can expect that there's like an internet off switch where we all just go away real soon.
I can hardly hear you, Stu. But I'll try my best to. I cannot hear myself either. But
you're good.
I believe you were asking about the tweet I had to take down the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was this video with a Jewish rabbi telling that it was okay to rape toddlers.
Ooh.
If they were under the age of 3. It was like poking them in the eye and that the hymen would grow back out. So you shouldn't worry about it. And it had like 4 million views before I got locked out of my account and I was forced to delete it to get back on.
Wow.
And it said that I had exploited a child, but there was no child in this video. There was no specific child even mentioned or anything. So it was just this old pedophile speaking, actually.
Disgusting.
So what I don't get is why Elon Musk wants to protect these people. You'll have to describe it. I couldn't hear anything that she said.
Keep going, Anna. You're good.
I don't understand why Elon wants to protect an old pedophile and lock a medical doctor out of her account.
She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand why Elon would lock out a doctor that's just trying to help people out of her account and protect a pedophile.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't hear who the pedophile was, and I didn't.
A Jewish rabbi.
She was saying
she's talking about her tweet getting taken down of a Jewish rabbi talking about how it was okay to molest little boys. That was the tweet that got taken down, and she's calling on Elon to help her get her account back essentially right because she was just trying to talk about protecting kids.
So eventually get back on, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
But I had to delete the tweet.
She had to delete the
tweet. So
I think
that's very wrong.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. She had to delete the tweet, otherwise she couldn't get her account back. And it was just a Jewish rabbi talking about sodomizing a child and how it was okay. 4 million views.
Color me surprised.
What's your message to Elon, Stu?
Well, I mean, my message to Elon is simply this. I mean, show us who you are. You say you're the bastion of free speech, but you're also the guy that wants to put a chip in everybody's brain. You're the guy that wants to predict our future actions. You want to control our dreams and our emotions. You claim to space, whatever that is. I don't believe really anything that he's saying at this point. I think that, you know, it's very obvious where he lies. He just did the obligatory trip to, you know, Israel, where he put on the ridiculously embarrassing tiny hat and French kissed this wall. He went to Auschwitz with Ben Shapiro, of all people, brought his little son there, watched propaganda videos of concentration camps, and basically... at the behest of Brazil, which just recently here, Brazil is doing a deal where they're banning X, you know, to certain subscribers. after they effected a coup and did election rigging, and they banned opposition television channels or television channels, period, that just weren't broadcasting, you know, state media to help along and assist with the coup. So any dissident kind of form of media at all whatsoever, and this is just, Elon is going along with all of this. And I think that, you know, based on some of the tweets that Elon, you know, he's like calling people anti-Semites, which is kind of a fake word, because if you're criticizing Israel, really what you're doing is you're criticizing the genocide of children. If you're criticizing a pedophile who is a Jewish person, they're still a pedophile. And so to make her delete a tweet like that, I think is disgusting, and it's abhorrent, and it really shows us who you are. So if you're not that person, I mean, obviously, this is the kind of thing that we would have in years past been incredibly proud of platforming. And this would be the kind of thing that millions and millions of people would be thankful for you clearly picturing and showing a pedophile to the masses so that you could save future victims from being victimized. But instead, Elon Musk has pledged an allegiance to a foreign secular nation state of tiny hats rather than to the children of our world who need to be protected by the great work that people like Dr. Lupus are doing. So I think he's a fraud, and I think he's a fake and a phony, and I can't really find any evidence to the contrary.
Takes a lot of money to run Tesla. Got to sell out. And he's the richest guy in the world. So that, I mean, why limit any of that for anybody?
Anna, what do you hope in all of this?
There were another incidents also, and that was the ADL celebrating the Leo Frank Day. And they got like three different community notes. And when I checked today, the last one had been removed also.
So the ADL?
So they were basically...
The ADL what?
They were basically Leo Frank.
Mm-hmm.
The pedophile.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Who killed a little girl in a pencil factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were celebrating his something. I don't know if it was his birthday or his the day he died or what it was, but it got three community notes saying that that he did kill that little girl, basically. And the ADL was celebrating that.
So the ADL was today, celebrating a pedophile who killed a little girl.
A little girl. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And which is interesting, because that's along the same parallels. I could hear what you were saying, Bao, that the ADL was celebrating a pedophile that killed a little girl. And that's interesting, because in our previous segment with this guy called Adam Green, he is basically celebrating a bunch of people who killed our Lord and Savior. So I find the common denominator very interesting with people celebrating death. As a matter of fact, on September 11th, I remember the group of people that were running around dancing and celebrating the loss of life of 3,000 Americans. And it seems that there's a lot of dancing that goes on in all of these terrorist attacks, and it seems that all of the dancers and all of the people celebrating just happen to be people who claim to be Jews.
Mm. Anna, what were you going to continue to say?
The thing was that I have a friend who's a contributor to Community Notes, and he was watching what was going on with these notes, because the ADL continuously got new notes telling people who Leo Frank really was.
Okay.
And my friend said it wasn't downvoted. It was just removed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Sam Parker told me it has happened like four or five times.
So what do you think they're protecting?
They are having their notes removed.
What do you think they're protecting, Anna?
We know what they're protecting. They're protecting evil demon scum Satanists. The question is, why is Elon going along with this?
Why is Elon going along with this? Stu, why is Elon going along with
this? Shekels. Shekels.
That's too bad, because I'm doing
it. Maybe he is just evil.
You know, I mean, the only other thing that I can think of is that he's compromised because, you know, just like all of the other Israeli Mossad operations, there's blackmail material, you know, there's bribe. I mean, look at this guy in the world. We have to think about this from a financial economic perspective as well. If Donald Trump, Richard, were to come out and say, you know what, fuck Israel, I'm done with Israel, and we're done sending our aid to you, and by the way, we're not supporting your genocide, and if you kill another innocent person, we're going to come in, we're going to take care of you. If he were to do that, he would be financially fucked, because the Jews own all of the financial contracts that secure his property, so literally billions and billions of dollars, and all they have to tell him is, you know, fuck you, we're going to jack your interest rates by a couple percent, and that would bankrupt his entire operation. So,
well, they all know that they can't just say fuck the Jews, because, like you said, they'd financially be ruined. So you're right, they're compromised some way, somehow, and it's usually money, power, or control, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is the definition of controlled opposition, when you know that somebody has something over you, and they can exercise either blackmail or bribery or extortion or financial hardship or... if you're the Palestinians, what they can do is just shut off your water, which they have done, shut off your electricity, wow, which they have done, cut off your food supplies, which they have done. These people live in an open air concentration camp for decades. Some terrorist organization, allegedly, by the way, that they fund, that Israel is responsible for the creation of, along with the U.S. CIA, the U.S. military industrial complex, whose front lines are right there in Israel. The entire Israeli construct is a psyop, a major psyop, to convince normie, boomer, lukewarm, Christian, Schofield Bible-taught people that are taught by people like Pastor Greg Locke that this Israel is the Israel of the Bible, and that these Jews are the Jews that Jesus was speaking of. And so actually it was really a smart plan, to be honest with you, because 2.25 billion Christians in the world, the American electorate is largely Christian, most of the West is largely Christian, and so to be able to convince these people, hey, no, you're not allowed to question Israel, let alone, God forbid, criticize Israel, and we're going to do whatever the hell it is that we want to do here with impunity, and that includes decades of forever wars. And this is a country, by the way, you know, Adam Green was on here talking about, well, do you believe this and believe that about the Bible? It was really difficult for me to hear him, but I do know one thing about the Bible. The May 14th, 1948 secular nation state of Israel was not in the Bible. It wasn't. That's not the Israel that God was talking about. And by the way, you know, Jesus, Galilee. These people are completely different. So when people say, oh, well, this is more of an ethnic thing, you know, being Jewish is more of an ethnic thing. Okay, well, then how is it anti-Semitic for me to talk about these people in Israel when they're not even Semitic? They're not even Semites. As a matter of fact, the people that they're killing are Semitic. So it really is just a lot of trickery that's going on. Elon Musk is playing a role in this. You know, and, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of pastors and there are a lot of fake teachers and false preachers. And I don't know that necessarily all of them are doing it knowingly. I think that some of them now have too much information for them to claim ignorance. I think, like, for example, this pastor, Greg Locke, I keep throwing his name around because he keeps dodging me. He won't sit down with me for an interview, you know, because I would like to feature an interview with Greg Locke in Occupied. I mean, we're talking about potentially the most important film of our time. He has a stance, a very clear one, and that stance is turn Gaza to a parking lot, kill them all, turn it to glass, do anything to do anything to serve and protect Israel, do anything to worship these people who claim to be Jews. And so I think that that's really a travesty, and I think that it's really difficult to have conversations with people who just don't really want to have conversations. They want to do things like what Adam Green just did. You know, infiltrate your audio and create a massive echo and then just yell over you every time you're talking. I'm just kidding. I'm not blaming you, Adam Green, for creating the echo. It happens every time we do this.
It is convenient, however, that his last name is Green. It's real easy to drop Steen off the end of your name.
Or Berg.
Yeah.
Adam Greenberg.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, Anna, we appreciate
you being here. Adam Greenstein.
We appreciate you being here and being a warrior of truth. You are one of my favorite channels to follow. And I have something going on right now called the Elon Musk Challenge, where I am calling him out every single day to help me save children. Doesn't sound like he's doing that. And I will definitely be tweeting a little clip of this out because we need to get some answers, I think. I think we need to get some answers because if you're not about saving children, I know Stu is all about saving kids. If you're not about saving children, then you need to go. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're awesome. Thank you for you.
See you.
Yep. See you soon. Stu.
I can't wait to actually sit down with her when I can hear her. She really is. I mean, you watch some of the stuff that she says on X, and I can't believe, where are we, Richard, when you're naming a pedophile, you're showing evidence of pedophilia, like literally the murder of childhood innocence, and Elon Musk on the supposedly most free speech platform.
Right. Well, and why does it matter if it's a rabbi or if it's a Polish dude or a black dude or an Italian dude? If you're talking about ass raping kids, I don't care where you come from in the world.
Yeah, well, we know
it's
why.
It's time to go away, right? I mean, so why take it down is the point. Just because he happens to be a Jew?
We know the answer to that.
Well, I know, but it's a rhetorical question.
This is the most protected class of people. Yeah. And so, again, I will go back to the point of if you're at the point where you're not allowed to question or criticize a certain group of people, and then when you do, you have to actually worry about having an FBI complaint filed against you. This is what this rabbi fake pervert Shmuley and his disgusting, grotesque behemoth daughter, who he sells sex toys with, went and filed an FBI report against Candace Owens because, you know, she was doing just a little bit too much noticing. You know, she was just doing just a little bit too much questioning of this regime that's killing millions of people for millions or thousands of years. I mean, this is not something that's new.
Okay, but if he would have been a Protestant pastor in some non-denominational church talking about the same thing and wasn't Jewish, would her post still have been, her account still been taken down?
Well, no, of course not.
Of course not. So
aren't that many evangelical Protestant pastors in no-name churches that are orchestrating the genocide of thousands of kids.
Well, right.
And then publishing that genocide right on television and all over X.
Yes,
And then bragging about it. And then coming to our Congress and begging for more millions and trillions of dollars to continue said genocide.
And getting it.
Hey, yeah, still read this. It. You should read this.
Rounds of applause, like record-shattering rounds of applause for doing it. This is Benjamin Netanyahu, who, by the way, has the stated goal of overtaking and conquering the United States and then selling it off to everybody else, to selling it off to the highest bidders and turning Americans into slaves. And by the way, that's not just Benjamin Netanyahu. That is the entire Talmud that says that when they usher in the new Messiah by ushering in the Antichrist and speeding up that process by killing heifers and building the third temple, that we will all be slaves. This is a stated goal.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know how you feel. Bao, I'm not sure how you feel, although I think I know how you feel.
Yes, sir.
They can infiltrate and make us slaves if they want, but I'm taking a lot of those motherfuckers with me when I go. I am not going silent. There you go.
Yep.
Doors open.
Want all the smoke all the time. All the smoke all the time. There wouldn't be gayness because they stone those people. That's a funny comment. That's hilarious. I'm looking at some of these comments now. Greg Locke.
Yeah, and by the way, Tel Aviv is the gayest city on the face of the planet. I don't know if anybody is aware of that or not, but Tel Aviv is actually... No, it is. It's the most homosexual city in all of the planet.
So Greg Locke is working with the rabbis.
They done lost their pepper over there.
Greg Locke is working with the rabbis in the Red Heifer program for the same goal of hastening the second coming so the Jewish Messiah can rule the world from Zion.
Can you believe that? I mean, this guy calls himself a Christian pastor. This is why I really want to sit down with this guy. He calls himself a Christian pastor, but then wants to assist these people in the Red Heifer thing. Bao, you can tell me if I'm right about this because my memory, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. not only do they slaughter these, kill these perfectly red heifers or whatever, but then they like burn them and then they like drink their blood and they like,
something with ashes. Yes. Or, they burn them to get the ashes and then they do something with the ashes as well, I believe.
Yeah. And then they like sniff their hair and eat their poop and it's great.
Make tea.
Dr. Anastasia. Yeah. Dr. Anastasia is truly a legend. Anastasia.
She really is. Yeah.
Millions of UN troops in America awaiting orders from Soros and associates. I don't know.
Are you reading comments over there, Bao? What do you got?
Yep. That's what I'm doing right now. We have Aldo says millions of UN troops in America awaiting orders from a Soros and associates. The DNC is the most LGBTQ AI I've ever seen. It's all CGI and fake.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but Beth Kay is right. But I would say the RNC was actually almost even worse. I mean, these people are all there's no left-right paradigm at this point anymore. Anybody who believes in the Republicans versus the Democrats and the RNC versus the DNC and, you know, conservatives are really fighting against these liberals. They're really fighting for conservative values. Oh, is that right? Is that right? Because why are conservatives, you know, propping up gay pride and transgenderism? And why are conservatives allowing the border to be completely wide open without saying anything about it? I mean, what was the last thing that you heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene? You know, other than, yeah, I don't have a husband anymore because I fucked like 30 other dudes. Yeah.
Is that true? Man.
Yeah, it's very true.
Did you guys happen to see pictures of the Fink of BlackRock walking around with the shooter that tried to shoot Trump? I saw them and now I can't find them anywhere. I do know that the shooter was supposedly in a BlackRock commercial.
There was a picture of them floating. I did see that. There was a picture of them floating around some security camera footage or something of them together. Yes, I did see that somewhere. I don't remember.
Wait a minute. Gone. Well, I do know that he appeared in a BlackRock commercial. I didn't know that he was like running around with Fink.
No, it was at like a post office or a UPS store or something like that.
Oh, like his picture was on the wanted thing in the post office?
No, they were in there together grabbing packages.
Surely they couldn't have been.
Wow, is that what you're talking about? That's the picture I saw.
That's, yeah, no.
Whatever.
There's
no way. Yeah,
there's no way that the guy who was sent to shoot the lone wolf that somehow with a rifle walked through this big area, this big open area, who parked blocks away, who, by the way, must have had a ladder in tow because there was a ladder that was very strategically placed right there on this building where the former president, probably the most prolific man who has more sway over more people on planet Earth, was going to be speaking. One of the most controversial people on planet Earth is going to be speaking here. The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, the anti-war president, by the way, who says that he's going to be against the Israel lobby. Just kidding. He's not. He's going to be against the war machine, right? Well, there's a lot of reasons why people might want to kill this guy. And there's a lot of made up reasons why a lot of people want to kill this guy. There's a lot of reasons why people have been printed in the press about this guy that are completely fake. That, I mean, I know how that feels. And by the way, the Tates know how this feels. Be the first one to come out and start talking about Zionists. Guess what? Boom, boom, like clockwork, charged with a sex crime. Have your house raided. You know, all these other things just happened to the Tates again last night.
Yeah.
They were on a live with Candace Owens and Dan Bilzerian just a few days ago talking about all of this. And then bang, boom, what do you know? Armed police there raiding their house once again. Stories about them being, sex criminals or something. Oh, my God. So this guy, you're telling me that this guy had a ladder in tow, carrying a ladder, carrying a rifle.
Yeah.
Parks two blocks away, broad daylight, walks through. Gets this ladder set up, climbs to the top of this place, scales the roof. By the way, hundreds of people are saying, "Hey,
there's a guy up there.
There's a guy up there on the roof. He's gonna like do something that he shouldn't be doing. I don't think he's one of you." They have their eyes on this guy for over 2 minutes. So wait, you're telling me that guy just coincidentally was meeting up with the head of BlackRock?
Weird.
No way.
Hey, Tim Walz, isn't that weird?
There's no way.
Hey, so he says the shooter had... Not to mention
the guy looked like a Snorlord, you know? I mean, yeah. There's no way that he was tactically moving across the
field. I would say that story is as believable as what happened on October 7th, where a bunch of low IQ goat herders flew in on hang gliders, paraglided their way through the most fortified borders on all of planet Earth, somehow magically escaped the Iron Dome, trillions of dollars. If I were a taxpayer, which I shouldn't be anymore, and I probably won't be, I would be really pissed off that all of my money went to fund this thing that completely failed for these paragliders that came in. So anyway, these paragliders, they defeat all of these borders and all of this security and these missile defense systems that are trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then they land, and then they somehow get away with massive gang rapes. Like, just, they go to a dance party, and then there's these like massive gang rapes, and then they kill like thousands of people. Oh, and then they grab up hundreds of them, Richard. They grab up hundreds of these people who, by the way, when they were raping, they were also beheading, and then there were beheaded babies. All bullshit, by the way. All of this is 100% bullshit. But then they grabbed hundreds of people and somehow got, like, relaunched on their hang gliders. And then went on the lam with hundreds of hostages and just, we've been unable to find them ever since.
Yeah, with folded Walmart tents on their hang gliders. That's what they used to come in. I don't know. They should have completely obliterated this whole thing. This is craziness.
Oh, my God. And you know, the thing is that people actually buy this shit. There are people that watch the Fox News channel, that watch CNN, that watch MSNBC. They literally eat this up. I was having a conversation with a guy before. This was, I think, yesterday. A friend of mine. He calls me up and he's like, hey, I was over at such and such talking to so-and-so about buying some land and your name came up. And I'm like, yeah, what's that? And he's like, well, he was saying that he really likes you. He's a big fan of yours. He's known you for a long time. He really loves your work. He appreciates everything that you've done and all the truth that you're telling, and died suddenly and everything that you did during COVID-19. But he really doesn't understand this stuff about the Jews. Didn't they just get like attacked by like terrorists and stuff? Like, he doesn't understand, why would you be against them defending themselves?
Well, that's part of the problem, bro, is that people don't know what the truth is. And so they just go off whatever these, if you want to call them media, these assholes that lie to you in the mainstream media. And they don't really know. They don't do their own research. They don't look up their own facts. They don't do anything other than take it in like a sponge. And it's ridiculous. Do some of your own investigating, right?
I encourage it. Yeah. Yes. I mean, and this is the 100%, by the way, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Soros, Rothschild-funded media. And yet people, even though they're able to like consciously identify a threat, and they're able to consciously say, oh, yeah, I believe what my eyes are showing me, they still, I think, just cognitively have a hard time accepting that this might be reality, like actually accepting that 2% of our population could possibly overtake virtually 100% of our government, and that there is such a small group of people that could do this much damage. And I think that there's just a real cognitive disconnect. Yes. Did you have some more comments, Bao?
Yeah, he said
that. Good, Bao? Did we answer?
Did we answer the question?
Yes, killed it. So he said the shooter had long hair to be long hair, so it had to be after the commercial, because I believe in the commercial he had short hair. Well, yeah, I definitely saw that. The communist,
brilliant deduction.
Yeah, a communist agenda was read into the congressional record in 1963 and is pure evil. Anyone that believes in the red blue narrative, ask yourself, did either party try and stop it? The answer is no. It's great.
Has any party tried to stop what's happening to us right now?
No, because they're all reaping the benefits.
Yeah, did either party try to stop the bioweapon genocide? Has either party morally represented themselves upright at either one of these conventions? Has there been one person that has stood up and said, you know what, we're not going to deal with pedophilia, we're not going to deal with homosexuality, we're not going to deal, this is a Christian country? Has anybody actually stood up and said that? Absolutely not.
No.
So what are conservatives actually conserving at this point?
Why is Trump still using Secret Service? He's a billionaire and could clearly afford his own private security. This seems suspicious. Who created Hamas?
Oh, come on, Roundtree.
It'd be like me making a cardboard box spaceship.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot better arguments. Of course he needs Secret Service.
Yeah. Why do you think he needs Secret Service? Why don't you like his point?
Well, I mean, I like Alex's point in the sense that I think that Trump could hire private security that would do a much better job. But I also think that it's incumbent upon the people to make sure that they govern a Secret Service, that they properly govern their own government into providing a Secret Service that's actually going to protect those people who are important in our country.
And they won't give a private security agency access to all the places of the Secret Service.
Yeah, but if it's Trump, though, he's not a president. So if he's not a president at this point, it's up to Trump, really. I think even if he is the president of the United States, it's really up to him to decide who it is that protects him.
Really? Oh. Interesting.
I think so. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe
there's a business opportunity
I don't
for
know.
Somebody.
If you're in chat right now, maybe somebody knows this better than I do. But look, when I am the king, I'm going to pick my own security. I'm not going to let the people who I just destroyed or who I'm attempting to destroy surround me with guns and say they're protecting me.
He said
that wouldn't make for a good. It would not make for a good day, bro.
How was Trump exposing the Secret Service, Lynn? Why do you think he? Because he said that there was weird intel going on the day that he got shot. What?
No, Lynn. She ended that with a ha.
Got you.
So
okay,
what she's making gotcha. Fun of everybody who says that Trump is just playing 5D chess by associating
yes.
with people who he's trying to expose. Trust the plan.
Got it. Q, Stu, will you ever run for office? Katie wants to know.
Ooh.
No, I won't. Not until our election process is completely fixed. It's a waste of time. You see, I'm not ever going to kiss that fucking wall, and I'm not ever going to wear that fucking hat. And so if I don't wear that hat and I don't kiss that wall, I'll never get any time in the media. Nobody will ever even know that I was running. And even if people did know that I was running, they would never know if they could support me. And by the way, I wouldn't get the mega donors backing like Miriam Adelson, who just donated $100 million to the Trump campaign with the promise that he would do anything to protect everyone at the behest of Israel. So, no, I don't think that until this is fixed, I'm going to be running for office. I do, though, I hear God quite frequently, and I know that my calling isn't this. I think this isn't the top, and I think that there's a real possibility that I could be the king very soon.
Golden Tulip.
There you go.
Golden Tulip on, hey, Golden Tulip on Rumble says no scar on ear.
I don't know why you're laughing at that. I'm hearing from God that I could be the king. Why are you laughing?
The king of what?
The king of... of our country or the world.
Okay. Well, right on, bro. I wish good.
Could team up with Vlad.
You're going to tell you.
Vlad Putin.
So, wait. If you were the king, you would team up with Vlad?
I mean, you know, basically from where I sit, it looks like Vladimir Putin might be one of the only guys that's actually standing in between what's left of this free world and whatever this one world governance is that's heading our way. I mean, here's a guy who actually puts the interests of his people first. Why don't you go ask Vladimir Putin about the illegal immigration in his country? I bet it'd be a pretty fucking short conversation.
Yeah.
Ask sure. Vladimir Putin what he does with pedophiles in his country. I bet it's not what Elon Musk does. I bet he's not banning people for exposing them. Ask Vladimir Putin how many shots he mandated, or ask Vladimir Putin if he forced any American kids to get their dicks chopped off.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough. That's
so,
a great point.
I mean, look, I understand propaganda, and I understand that during times of war, that propaganda is, I mean, the first casualty is obviously the truth. I understand all of that. So could Vladimir Putin be an evil dictator? I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose he could be ruthless. But from where I sit, it just doesn't appear that way. And by the way, here's a guy who sent humanitarian transports into Ukraine to get ethnic Russians out while they were shot in the back by Vladimir Zelensky's neo-Nazi Azov battalion. neo-Nazi Azov Battalion, by the way, who ate opposition soldiers, who targeted Russian soldiers' families, who conscripted non-military people to come and serve unwillingly in this effort against Russia at the behest of NATO and the U.S. war machine. So, yeah, from where I sit, it looks to me like Vladimir Putin is probably not the bad guy and probably not the boogeyman that the American media, Israeli media, actually, would claim that he is.
Yeah.
Well, we had this conversation, you and I, privately once about how if our leaders were America first, like Putin is Russia first, we probably would have a whole lot less problems.
Yeah, I mean,
and so all of those things you just named would be a great way of putting the people of the country first, the citizens before yourself. Because that, if I'm not mistaken, all of those assholes profited something off this bioweapon. Everybody involved profited off something.
Well, of course they did. Yes,
yes. So why keep playing along? Why do we keep the proverbial we as Americans? Why do Americans keep playing along with all this bullshit all the time?
Well, what do you suggest? What do you suggest?
Don't play along. Did you get the shot?
No,
I didn't get the shot. Bao, did you get the shot?
Oh, fucking course not. What do you mean? Oh no.
Okay, so don't play along. Don't do what they tell you you have to do. What, they didn't put anybody in jail for not taking the shot, did they? They put people in jail for not wearing a mask in public, which is bullshit.
I don't know about that. I mean, they threatened to court-martial, military personnel if they didn't get the shot.
Well, people lost their – yes, they lost their livelihoods. Yeah, but jobs,
I mean, you could end up careers in the brig for that, though. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I would say were people in prison for it? I would say absolutely yes. And maybe not here in the United States necessarily, but maybe also yes so. But I think that people had their kids taken away from them because they refused to inoculate their kids, which is even worse than a jail sentence. And I know that abroad in some other countries, the police were actually chasing people down, tackling them in the streets, and forcefully inoculating them.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I believe that happened in Austria. And I'm pretty damn sure, wow, I'm right about that happened in Austria.
So Lynn says Putin is offering the West to move there if they have room. Would you move?
Yes. Yeah. Did you see that?
Would you move? Russia's
right
kind of dope.
No, I'm not moving because I'm here fighting and I'm not giving up ground and I'm not surrendering and I'm not waving the white flag. So there's a battlefield right here in our country. And as a leader in this country, I'm going to stay right effing here, and I'm going to fight this war until I take my last breath.
Speaking of battlefield, before we close out, Gerald Watts says Ukraine even sent people with Downs to the front line. That's crazy.
They did, yes. They recruited.
No way. Is that real?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they really did. They recruited children.
Bastards.
And they forced them.
So they didn't recruit anybody. They drafted those.
They conscripted them. Yes.
Yeah. No way.
And
that's crazy.
Kids with Down syndrome.
Jeez Louise. That's insane. Stu, do you want to hit your read?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yes
absolutely. One of the bravest sponsors that we have, probably the only brave sponsor left at this point, because they're here on Uncancelable, which you can see the conversations that we have here, for crying out loud. Adam Greens and Bergenstein. But anyways, Goldco actually does help Americans to protect themselves against all of this hyperinflation and criminal taxation. You know, there's been a lot of talk about precious metals recently, a lot of talk about gold and silver. You can see that it's like at an all-time high right now. I mean, it's record smashing, record breaking. And really, I mean, the government can't get their hands on it. If you have physical gold and silver, they can't get their hands on your wealth. So make sure that you protect yourself. I buy it from Goldco. I hope that you will call them and give them an opportunity to earn your business. If you're buying gold or silver, buy it from a sponsor that advertises here, because then you can help us to stay independent. Buy it from Goldco. Plus, they're offering a 10% match in free silver right now. That's actually pretty unheard of, because silver is skyrocketed right now.
That's right.
A 10% match in free silver. Just call them. The number is 855-706-GOLD. Again, that's 855-706-GOLD. Or if you prefer the web, StuLikesGold.com, because I do. StuLikesGold.com.
Love that. Why wouldn't you? Love that. Beautiful. We just hit an hour and 10 minutes. This has been a very...
Oh, yeah. We got to hit that. Got to hit that.
A very jam-packed show. A little bit of audio, obviously, issues in the beginning, but I feel like we landed nicely.
I think that, you know, I mean, uncancelable viewers are kind of, it's becoming a joke. What audio issue are we going to have?
Facts. Facts. Absolutely, bro. You want to know what I think it was, Stu? I just realized when you were talking.
I would love to know what you think
I don't think Adam had headphones. Neither Adam.
Yeah, speaker gone.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah, but what about Dr. Lupus? Did she she have headphones?
No.
No, neither of them had headphones.
She was in front of a laptop.
Exactly.
Just, you're going to be on Uncancelable.
Have headphones.
You need to be, have a little bit of couth here, okay? Yeah. A little bit of tact, if you would. Come on. Show us the respect of bringing some headphones along. I mean, What do you do? Do you get, when you're traveling on the plane, you know, do you open up your laptop and just start blasting Drake, or do you put some headphones in?
Yes,
exactly. You know, do you just start? Do you just start blasting King Bao and the greatest of all time? You know, or Focus, or do you put some headphones in?
Yes, of course you do.
Well, I think that you.
I'm sorry to keep you up here, Bao.
You do your due diligence and you find the local audiovisual professional.
Yeah,
and you have them set you up.
Yeah.
Tea Leaves says favorite show.
We appreciate
you're my
that.
Favorite show, Tea Leaves.
We appreciate that.
Tea Leaves.
We appreciate that. Beth K.
Big shout outs to Tea Leaves.
Beth K. is like our number one commenter.
There is something else I would like to say though here.
Yes, of course.
And so all right. So in the light of the fact that we have been losing sponsors, okay. And you're aware of this. You have a show on the network. By the way,
I do.
I'm gonna just do a little shilling for Richard Leonard's show.
Of course.
It's the Richard Leonard Show, self-titled. Tell people about it real quick again.
The Richard Leonard Show is, we talk all about military and veteran issues that are going on in our communities, in our country, or the lack of things going on in our communities or country for veterans or military members or the families of. And so we talk about all that stuff. We find all the bullshit that the VA is not doing for us while also talking about the successes that they have. So it's we're not here to just slam anybody or hammer anybody, but speak the truth. That's it.
Love it, man.
That's what we do. Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us.
Sunday
Rumble.
Evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's the Richard Leonard Show. All of a sudden, that echo did come back. Did you get it?
Bao's got a speaker.
No way.
He doesn't have the couth or the tact.
No, don't even. Hold up. Hold on.
What is going on?
Don't even. What are you talking about? There ain't no echo. Stop it.
Now it went away.
What?
Not for us. No, it didn't.
What? Guys,
you don't have an echo, but when we talk, we're hearing ourselves back like 3 seconds after every word that we say, we hear it back, which puts you in this tunnel of overstimulation. It's really difficult to talk like this.
I'm going to need some green
vitamins
after
this. We're going to do like a whole bunch of testing the next time. Before. If the show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be here at 6 p.m. hammering out all of these audio issues.
Absolutely. This is crazy.
But anyway, I went to talk about Richard Leonard so that I could say this. So that I could say Richard Leonard has his show, which is doing, you know, 70,000 views a week. It's an amazing show, and you're doing an amazing service for people, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm taking my ears out, so I'm not going to be able to hear anybody, but I need to be able to hear myself think. You're doing a tremendous service for veterans. I mean, you exposed a lot of things about the way that the VA is handling things. You've exposed a lot of things about the way that, you know, like Tim Walls, I mean, he's from here. You brought a veteran on that exposed his stolen valor.
I served in his unit, the unit that deployed, that he was a coward and left and ran from. I was there. Well, not in the room, but I was in that unit.
Doesn't get any more firsthand than that.
That's crazy.
So the Richard Leonard Show, by all justifications, justifiably so, is doing tremendous numbers. We also have Uncancelable. Obviously, everybody is aware of Uncancelable because you're all here, and a lot of people are saying, hey, my new favorite show. We appreciate that. We actually, right down the hall from here, have the Uncancelable studio, where no longer will we have to deal with remote audio issues because we're going to sit down on the couch. Anybody who's brave enough to actually sit down on the couch with us, we can bring Adam Greensburg and Stein Rosen. Rosenberg right here to our studio and we can sit down with him. There's your invite, Rosenberg and Steen, Adam Green. And you can sit down on the couch with us. But we also have the Millstone Report with Paul Harrell. That's every single day. We have Deanna Lorraine with Shots Fired. We have Candace Taylor, who does a tremendous job with Jesus, Guns, and Babies. We have Carlos Cortez. Oh, my God. How could I forget? Scriptures in Wall Street. All kinds of tremendous programming. And the Stu Peters Show, of course, has been here. The flagship show, it's been here. I'm here, come hell or high water, every single day. We're here at 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. You know Stu Peters is in front of the microphone, now in the brand new studio facility, which is, I mean, all glory to God. This thing is tremendously wonderful. And we couldn't do it without brave sponsors that got us here. But I will be honest, since releasing the teasers for Occupied, we have experienced quite the loss of cowardly advertisers who say, yeah, we just don't really want to be associated with that anti-Semitic brand. We're a little bit scared of that. And so there's been some advertisers that have pulled out because they're cowards. Wow. And we don't want to do business with cowards anyways, so we're actually kind of in a roundabout way. We're really glad that they're gone. But it actually inspired me to allow people to be the most important part of our army. And the most important part of our army is all of you. Absolutely. And so that's why we're just asking people if you would just go over here to our Rumble channel. This is the entire Stu Peters network where you will see all of our content. There's Richard Leonard right there. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. There's Jesus, Guns, and Babies. There's Scriptures in Wall Street. Oh, I forgot about this one. TDR with Arthur Kwan Lee. What a great guy. He's on here being brave and pointing things out. Of course, live broadcasts that we have started now. We're doing a lot of remote stuff. You'll see Uncancelable in the streets. And if you feel like our work is worth $9 a month, if you just click right here on Stu Crew, it's going to take you to a place that says, oh, do I want to support? Yeah, actually, I really would like to support. So you click on the support button, and it takes you here where either you can give once, and I'll get to that in a second. But we're looking for subscribers who want to stick around with us monthly for just $9 a month, if that's what you feel like it's worth. You know, look, I mean, we're talking about putting out films like Died Suddenly. We're talking about These Little Ones, which targeted the human trafficking operation called CPS, Final Days with Karen Kingston. I mean, the list goes on. And now, of course, Occupied. And Occupied is going to be an absolute game changer. It is unquestionably the most important film that this network has ever done. And so, hey, I will just say, part of war is financing, and we need to be financed. And so we're asking you to help us with that. So if you feel like we're worth $9 a month, or we can save you 2 months, give you 2 months free if you'll subscribe annually for $90. Now, here's what I will say about the one-time subscribers. We welcome one-time subscribers, or one-time give-once donors, I guess you would say.
A donation.
Yeah, I believe in what he's doing, and I'd really like to donate. Well, we would like you to get exclusive material and early releases and ticket giveaways, and I just announced earlier today on a live stream that what we're actually going to do for our next giveaway for those people who subscribe either monthly or annually. So if you choose either one of these options, monthly or annually, I'm going to do something really cool. You want to know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, I do.
I am going to buy 4 first-class airfare tickets. Okay? I'm going to draw randomly in a few months. I'm going to draw randomly a winner, and then I'm going to pick, you know, randomly. We'll do like a spin wheel or something. I don't know what we're going to do. But we're going to pick 4 people, 1 person. Okay, look, let me get my shit straight here. We're going to pick 1 person, but then they can bring 3 of their friends.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so 4 first class tickets from anywhere in the upper United States. I will even include Canada and Mexico. Although Mexico, you guys haven't been too agreeable lately, what with, you know, electing a Jew for a president. I don't know what that was all about. I don't think a Jewish person actually really accurately represents the Mexican culture, but I mean, yeah, who am I to say?
Spanish are a lot
who am I to say? Maybe I'm overstepping my bounds, but I digress. 4 people from anywhere in North America. Canada, though, I've got a ton of love for Canada, and Canada, by the way, has been with us in every step of the way throughout this fight. So a lot of love for Canada. But anyway, let's get back to this. 4 first class tickets from anywhere in the upper North American continent. Really? And I guess I chose a little bit of Latin America as well. I can do that.
Okay, so what do they get?
They're going to fly first class into Minneapolis. I'm going to put them up in a beautiful hotel after transporting them in a presidential type way, in a presidential motorcade-esque type way, right here to the Stu Peters Network headquarters. And then they get to be a part of it. They get to just hang out with us. They get to do live shows and tapings and video productions. And they get to, like, go out to dinner with us. And, you know. I don't do tea and crumpets, but if you want to have a beer with me, I'd be more than happy to have a beer with you.
There you go.
And, you know, all of that just for being a part of keeping us independent and really supporting the cause. And so all you got to do, again, is on the Rumble channel, you just go right here. I'll X out of this. Hold on. Let me show you my computer screen here. There it is. If you go to our Rumble channel, you just hit the Stu Crew button, right? All right. Once you hit Stu Crew. Oh, wait. Support? Yeah. Oh, yep. I want to support. Get that rabbi out of the way. All right. And then it takes you to this page right here. And then you subscribe monthly or, of course, annually. Now, the Give Once people, here's what I'd like to say about the Give Once people. What this is really designed for. Because we don't want you to go broke supporting us. You know, so right. I feel like absolutely. $9 a month. I mean, most people are paying $9 for every gallon of gas. Most people are paying $9 for a cup of coffee at this point. A lot of people are paying a lot more than $9 for their cable subscription. So I think $9 a month is pretty affordable. But we absolutely don't want you to go broke supporting us. There's no way that we would ever ask you to do that. So if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But really, the Give Once option, I think, is unlimited.
Yes.
And so what we're looking for with the Give Once people, really, is I'm asking you billionaires out there, or you people who could find $1 million in your couch cushions or several hundred thousand. A film like Occupied is going to cost me well over $1 million to produce and to distribute and to advertise and to, you know, to, I mean, all of these things. Died Suddenly was well over $1 million. Instead of donating all of this ridiculous money to political candidates, because when was the last time a political candidate did anything positive in your life, or any politician or any elected representative?
Not for quite a while.
So, you know, maybe it would be better off, maybe you'd be better served by funding the People's Bullhorn and by really doing people a really tremendous service. You know, instead of that governor or congressional candidate, or even instead of that PAC that you wanted to donate to, I've got a better idea. How about the Give Once right here? And then you just add a few zeros to this number right here. And that's the Give Once people. You can be anonymous. I know that there's a lot of people who have, you know, they're business owners. They've got Fortune 500 companies, but they're going, shit, you know what? I actually really do agree with Stu. I actually really know that this is an imminent threat. And I think that this is a really noble cause. So $9 a month, $90 for the year is the best deal for all of us. I mean, us normal people.
Yeah. It's very affordable. $90 a year. I think I spend $90 a month on some other bullshit that I could throw away.
Well, it's like filling your gas tank once. I mean, $90 to fill your gas tank.
Well, so my question is, if I cancel my subscription, can I resubscribe and enter?
I don't,
because I'd like to.
I think that would be cheating. That'd be like, that'd
yeah,
be
but like, everyone, they, the
can I get,
does
can
it
I get
time.
27 ballots? Yeah, I mean, no, we're going to catch on. To
Here's
that.
A great question. So, no. Here's a great
you
question.
Subscribe, you subscribe.
Can so you subscribe is, from it, Australia?
So this is fair.
This is all of this is on the up and up.
Can you subscribe from Australia? And Alex says, yes, you can subscribe from anywhere.
Yeah, you can subscribe from anywhere. Alex Roundtree, by the way, big shout out to Alex Roundtree. That is the communications chief of the Stu Peters Network. He is responsible for communicating.
And he likes to stir the pot, I think.
Yeah, Alex is a shit stirrer.
Well, you know,
for real.
I mean, he communicates, so he's a communicator.
And I thought he was ill.
No, what? That's just what he says on days that he doesn't want to work.
Oh, Alex, are you ill or are you far?
Of course, I have to explain to him, well, regardless, if I'm sick, puking, whatever, I have to put on this damn suit every day and be here and pretend I want to be.
Facts.
How easy you have it, Mr. Roundtree.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's really not, Beth. It's really not about being a marketing genius. I'm just trying to appeal to the common sense sensory functions of warriors that are involved in our fight. And really, it makes a lot more sense to spend $9 a month or $90 a year or $20 million as a one-time giver than it does to try to support any of these so-called fake political candidates that are all controlled by the people that we, by the way, are trying to defeat.
White Stag says Stu would rather be in the...
Think about what that could do for the network. I mean, we could do a whole lot more hard-hitting stuff that bring a whole lot more truth to light. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that that we haven't even touched yet, but we can get to it a little quicker, maybe.
White Stag on Rumble, that was a hilarious comment. They say Stu would rather be in the studio rapping. If he was going to be in the studio.
Oh, you're not going to give it the horns? I thought you were going to give it the horns.
What's up, bro?
I got you. Come on now. I've been trying to get, everybody, just so you know, I've been trying to get Mr. Stu Peters out of retirement for like a month now. I got a couple songs for him. You guys got to put some ones in the chat if you want to see Focus come out of retirement.
Yeah. Can I add to that, King?
Yeah.
I would like everybody to know that I've been on Stu for years. Not just a little while, but for years.
Come on.
Just do a couple tracks.
Yes. Hold up. No, I could show text messages, bro. I have been trying to get this guy to do a song, and you're getting blown up with one, Stu. I've been trying to get this man to come out of retirement. It's about that time. Okay? It's about that time.
I mean, look, I've actually been here freestyling on Uncancelable before. So it's not like people have never heard this.
Yes.
I mean,
it's not like
this would be some like really weird new surprise for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be like, oh my God, he actually does really rap. I mean, so it's not,
we need a produced track, at least one, maybe two.
Yeah.
You know,
new, brand new.
It'd be sweet.
Yes. I got it.
King, we used to sit.
I've got one for you. Give me the screen here for a second.
Yeah, of course. I got you.
Oh,
you know what? It won't let me do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, it won't, because it's your stream.
Oh, gotcha. So, what do you need me to play?
Let me do that.
So anyway.
Oh, man, I was about to spoil everybody.
Hey.
For next week, King, we used to sit in that truck for hours doing surveillance, looking for shit bags to bring to jail to sit down for a while. I used to tell them all the time, hey, man, you got just let's find a beat. We'll just find a beat. You can do it right here in the truck.
You're trying to produce them. Yes.
Yeah, but he won't do it. And,
I know.
Hold on a minute. That is absolutely not true. We spent hours in the truck, and I didn't rap. I didn't freestyle.
Not that you let me record.
Oh, yes, got he you. Did. Got you.
Lots
yes.
of
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We just got to get him out one time, you know, one time, and we'll make it work.
Get one of those cones in them you got there sitting by your knee.
I don't got cones. I roll my own, you know. When you have a show with Stu Peters, hold up. When you have a show with Stu Peters, if you're not, you know, taking CBD or taking some whatever every once in a while, you're not a real co-host. You know what I mean? I have to be the balance here.
That's how Alex Rountree got sick.
Yeah. When we say sick, we mean... You know,
hey, sick. Alex just said, change the rapper name from Focus to Not Jew Stu, or Jew Peters, or Jew Peters. Oh. Either one. That's hilarious.
Jew Peters, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Focus was gonna lay some tracks. Yeah, he didn't. He fucked up. Well, he'll send it to me next week. He'll send it to me next
All
week.
All right. Well, here's what I would like to be focused on. Let's do this before we get out of here. One more time. There is the Stu Crew button, and that'll take you to the support page. So, I don't know. We'll see. If we could have somebody add some zeros to that on the give once. But, you know, really, honestly, I am not into this this give once thing. Unless, honestly, seriously, if you've got hundreds of millions of dollars or several million you want to give a big amount, then we definitely will put it to good use, but really we're just asking for our army to help to support us and keep us and keep us independent, because I will never bend my knee. I will never sell out. This network is not for sale. I'm never giving in for the shekels or my 30 pieces of silver. I'm 1,000% committed to remaining independent and going for the throat, the jugular, going to pinpoint the epicenter of the attack that is imminently facing our children and this country and really all of humanity, and exposing it. And that comes at a cost. So absolutely, we're just asking you to be a part of the army. And that's, I think that's a really fair ask.
And then we can keep people in their place, like the guy that looked like Jesus, Adam Greenstein. That would be great. We need that help.
He did not look like Jesus in any
way. Well,
he
was trying to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course he is. That's part of the shtick. It's part of, you know, making yourself look innocent, and then you come in and you're kind of like a viper, and it's to the cerebral cortex.
Yeah. See?
You know, sneaky snakes everywhere. That's the definition. I know it sounds cliche, but that's the wolf in sheep's clothing right there, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is uncancelable, guys. We will fucking talk to anybody, including Adam Green. We did it.
Yeah, I just wish that I could have been able to hear him.
Yeah, he didn't have headphones. They didn't have headphones, and it fucked it up. We have to remember that next time. Now we know. Hey, chat, I don't want to hear shit next week. I don't want to hear shit next week. You fucking talk about my audio was great this week, okay? All right, we will get headphones for all of our guests.
I just want to say, you know, I mean, it's just like a Jew to come without headphones.
Yeah.
Stu, come on. This is uncancelable.